The greatest time manager who ever lived began his career as a journeyman carpenter, following in the footsteps of his father. At age 30, along with 12 associates, he began a ministry that kept him on the road most of the time. Of course, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. No matter what the circumstances, he was always able to redeem or buy back his time and invest it well. What was his secret? Granted, he was and is the perfect son of the living God, and any attempt we make to model his life will result in less than perfect results. But the principles he demonstrated can be applied to our lives. So let's take a closer look at the unhurried urgency of Christ. I find three distinct principles Christ modeled that will help us take control of our time and invest it well. First, Jesus had a clear sense of purpose, to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. This objective laid the groundwork for all his activity. We too, as children of God, have a clear sense of purpose to do the will of God in our lifetime. What greater purpose is there? Jesus also was determined to stick with his Father's program, to follow through as God directed his steps to the cross. The Gospel of Mark best conveys this unhurried urgency of Christ. Chapter after chapter, he pursues his purpose with the same undivided and compassionate attention he has for you and me. Not only do we need a clear purpose or objective to build our lives on, but we also need the determination to stick with it, no matter what the circumstances. The third reason for Christ's success in redeeming his time and investing it well was perspective. Jesus saw time as opportunity. He welcomed it because he had a clear purpose and a determination to follow through. Ecclesiastes comes to mind. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Using time wisely begins as a discipline, but ends in delight. Friend, I invite you to apply these three important principles in your life. First, understand your purpose as a child of God, to do his will in every aspect of your life. Secondly, look to God for the determination to stick with it. And as these two come about, you'll begin to see time as opportunity, just like Jesus, the carpenter, the teacher, the Lord of all.